And I wish I have some mentor, you know. So it's very important, especially in your young age, you have some mentor who can guide you. And our kids are very lucky, you know, we can guide them, you know.
Yeah.
Because we have seen all those things. They have this upper hand, or they're fortunate enough. And I see a lot of people, a lot of kids, they don't know what field and how to get into it.
Welcome to the Raising the STEAM podcast, hosted by M. Ross, where we're dedicated to raising the STEAM leaders of tomorrow. Discover inspiring stories, lessons learned, and actionable insights from the worlds of science, technology, engineering, art, mathematics, and medicine. Connect with us and a community of dedicated parents, educators, and STEAM supporters at raisingthesteam.com and at raisingthesteam on social media. Together, let's ignite curiosity and drive change.
Welcome to the Raising the STEAM podcast. I'm your host, Tim Ross. Today, I'm with a very experienced engineer and a good friend of mine, Pasha. Pasha, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. All right. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, okay, sure. So, after doing my 12th grade in Pakistan, I moved to USA and went for undergrad in Wichita State University, Kansas. I did my electrical engineering over there. Then I joined DirecTV in Philadelphia, worked over there several years. And after that, I joined AT&T, where I'm working for the last 25 years in different roles.
Yeah, so you've been AT&T for a while then.
Yeah, quarter of century almost.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, you mentioned you moved from Pakistan. What ways would you say moving to U.S. shaped your professional journey?
Yes. So from Pakistan, I knew my dad was in electrical engineering field and my older brother. And then when I was eighth grade, I know I want to do electronics or electrical engineering, something like that. And that time I decided to come, you know, USA, because that's where the best universities and best education is. So I moved over here in Wichita State University, started working on my electrical engineering. And after graduation, I did not work in electrical engineering. I went to, we're talking in 90s, where the new field was coming, telecommunication, networking. And if you remember those modems, 56K modems, I don't know if you remember those sound, very slow. Mm-hmm. All those things were coming, and I still remember 92 in electrical engineering, the market was not good. So it was getting hard to find that particular time job in electrical engineering. So accidentally, I find out this networking, I got a job, and I got interested in this one, which is very, you know, professionally, I really loved it, and then I got into this field.
So, You mentioned your father was also an electrical engineer. Was he a big influence in why you chose to go into that area?
Yeah, I saw him working. I think my brother, oldest brother, I saw him also. So from there, I think somehow I got into, my dad was very big on education and he was very particular on science and technology, you know, because that's where the jobs were in Pakistan. You know, if you, either you're going to medicine or engineering, you'll find a job. Other fields were really tough. So he was very particular, you know, we do good in math and sciences. So I think he also influenced me to make sure I'm good in sciences.
Yes. And so you and I, we met because our wives are both doctors and work together. And you and I started chatting at one of their work events and saw that we had a lot in common and our family started hanging out from there. Now our daughters are both in high school. Our younger sons are pretty close in age. And both of our daughters are actually talking about going into medicine like our wives, which is pretty cool. Now, you and I personally, we have a lot of discussions about parenting. But if you had to sum it up, what advice would you give parents who have kids who might be interested in medicine or some other STEAM field?
So I think, you know, especially for medicine, you know, in any field, first of all, you know, you have to have a love for that field. So I will tell my kids, you know, you need to love, and especially in medicine, which I see you need to have extra love. Otherwise, you cannot survive because you see patients. This is very noble profession, and you have to love it. This, in this field, you have to go very long way. You go to undergrad, you have to be very good, then research, then you go to medical school, then the training. So there's a lot of dedication for the long period. So you have to love this field, you know. And that's why I'm a doctor, you know. And I see her, she loves it. She wanted to do this thing. And I tell her, you know, we need to shadow, you need to, in young age, you know, it's very important in young age, those kids who want to go specialty science in any field, you know, they get a chance to shadow, to find some mentors, to work over there, so they exactly know what are they getting into it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, I mean, did you have any sort of mentors or anybody that you sort of followed when you were going through your journey into your field?
You know, when I came to USA, so again, you know, first of all, the new system here, you know, we go by British system. So I was an international student over here, did not know too many people. So my brother guided me, but mostly I have to find my own path.
Mm.
And accidentally, I find out, like I said, you know I want electrical engineering. Then I graduate, you know, and accidentally, you know, I'm very happy I got into this field, networking, computers, you know, those kind of field, which, and I wish I have some mentor, you know, so it's very important, especially in your young age, you have some mentor who can guide you. And our kids are very lucky, you know, we can guide them, you know.
Yeah. Because
we have seen all those things. They have this upper hand, or they're fortunate enough. And I see a lot of people, a lot of kids, they don't know what field and how to get into it. Even in medicine, it is very process-oriented, you know. If you want to get into, especially in medicine field, you have to do certain things, certain subjects, and then research other things. As for engineering, it is less, you know. But still, I think mentor helps you, guide you where to move, and it will be very important, you know, for the kids, especially kids who don't have, you know, don't have the mentors. Either they don't have opportunities, and some kids don't have opportunities, you know. So they find those one that provide somehow we to them as a mentor so they can, we can guide them and they can go to the right path.
Absolutely. And you ended up in networking, which is a field that's very data heavy and relies on the advancements in technology a lot. So how do you think advancements in artificial intelligence will affect your field in the future?
So I think, you know, I have seen, you know, from 99 when I joined AT&T, you know. So things always evolve, and especially these bigger organizations, they are very open to accept those changes. And those companies who doesn't do, they go, you know, Kodak, they are gone.
Yes.
Because they did not, you know, except or they did not get into those technologies. So I've seen, you know, when you say automation, so I've seen exactly over there when my new job was as a tech support guy, you know, running for the routers and those things. We used to do handover in writing, you know, manually writing, you know, updates to my next shift because those are 24/7 operations. And those were changed, you know, right there with, after a little bit time, we used to put on the phone, you know, updates so client can log in and see if there's any outage, anything that changed to the website and slowly. So those automations were there always in this our field and automations there. Even in our technology now, you know, you guys have noticed, you know, in our AT&T, customer can open a ticket, you know, even interacting with any agent. And they can just log in and they can give some information. The ticket will open. And in the background, if you bless you at your home, your internet is now working. You'll open totally by automation your ticket. And then they will run a little test. Automatic test will run, you know, to check if the circuit is good or not. So these things are there. But introducing AI is a new game changer.
So you kind of said that you've seen technology change a lot since 1999, but you feel like when AI is coming, it's going to be a different situation, or you think it's more so like, oh, you know, this is more technology changes like always?
I think it will be a big change.
Big change.
Like internet brought. Remember when the internet came? So that if we see in technology, we see, you know, phone came, radio, and then right after radio, TV, that was a big change. After radio, we see this internet, and then within our lifetime, we have seen in the last 15 years, these iPhone, mm-hmm. these data, you know, you have in your hand, so powerful machine, which is helping, you know. And AI will bring a big change because, you know, I think that will be a change. Just we see like iPhone and other technology came in, and we are so dependent on those one. I was just thinking, you know, I was traveling in a hotel, you know, a long time we used to travel, they will have these, you know, alarm clock. They don't have anymore. If you see, you know, even clocks has been changed to a small phone now. If you see, yeah. this hardware is totally gone. In our home, especially our kids, if I talk to my kids, they don't know about landline even, you know. I still have at the phone, you know. They say, what is that? If you show them this phone, and we were using those dial phones, you know, about 12 years ago, you tell them, what is this? They cannot dial even, you know. They see, oh, man, this is strange.
Yeah, never mind the rotary phones, you know, where you have to go around in the circles.
Correct. Yeah. And if you show them, and these are not far away, I mean, 15, 16, 18, 20 years ago, they were right here. You dial them, and now they are gone. Completely vanished, you know. So kids, new kids, they just have a phone. People don't get any landlines anymore. So AI will be also a big change. And I think the organization who do not accept those change, they will get behind. Who take this thing, you know, it will go to the next level.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in fields that are heavy data-oriented like yours, do you think it's possible to have AI just replace the engineers? Do you think it could get to that level?
Yes, certain places, I think they are keep replacing, you know, like I told, you know, you used to have an agent, they'll got a ticket, you know, you have to talk to them, not the machine. And some where you call, you know, already machines talking, if you want to check your account balance, you know, it used to be phone, now the website. So they are transferring. Yeah, they will take some place, you know, which we do right now. I was talking troubleshooting, you know, where we used to log in, run all kind of tests. Those tests will be, you know, like running through the equipment, you run the test, but those tests will be automated and AI database oriented, you know, they can check if you get the error, you know, like errors at certain numbers, you know, let's say 299 errors came in. So in your database, it will tell you 299 means is, you know, right. Your hardware is dead. So if hardware is, and again, data has to be very neat, which AI is working with it. Again, if it's junk, it's not going to help you. Right. It has to be good. So from there, you know, so I think that will place a lot of things. And we should not be scared, you know. Again, when the cars came, the train came, the airplane came, again, the people who resist it, and there's always some resistance, you know, right. When the big changes come, you know. But with the AI, we have to be careful, you know, ethically, what is going to happen and how it's going to drive things, you know. It's just a new field right now.
So, I mean, you know, you're in a very technical space. Do you think there are any, like for the, I know you do some sort of like almost management type of position Correct. As well. But for the actual technical engineers, do you think they require any sort of soft skills on top of their technical skills, or you think it's just straight technical? If you know, they just need to know how to do the job, but the sort of interpersonal skills are not as important. Or do you think those are also important within the engineers?
No, I think personal skills comes. You know, these are very important things still. You know, and we have noticed. You know, engineers are not good at presenting things. You know. They are, whenever they go, and these complaints we still hear, you know, when we go to our clients, which are non-technical, you know, but we try to explain them in technical ways to the upper management, the other. And keep in mind, the business decisions, who's going to bring a new technology or something, they are come from their leadership, business leadership, you know, either. And usually most of them are technical. So it's very important, you know, when we explaining them. So we explain in lay term, and our personal skills, communication skills are very good, technical, which is now more important. So the people can understand the other leadership and they can bring changes in their organization.
Yeah, and I know for you, I mean, I've seen you emphasize communication and debate club and all these things with your own kids. Is that something you were doing consciously for their futures or just sort of, you know, to match what was available?
Well, yeah. So my kids, you know, that's very important. Project is a good question. You know, it doesn't matter what field you go. It's medicine, it's science, art, other field. Communication skills are very important. And now it's going to be more important, you know. When I say communication, it's including writing skills, you know.
Right.
And what's going to happen, majority of work is done through now, not personal meeting, it is a video, and especially when the COVID happened, a lot of interaction, even business deal with people used to travel, it was communication by video link. And those where it's very important because you're not even interacting with people. And in future, the interaction way would be either via video link, video call, or, you know, because a lot of people working remote from home. So it becomes more important, these skills, you know, where you understand the communication skills, writing skills, you're writing a lot of communication by email. And then talking, you know, I think it's become very important in every field, and especially in our engineering field, it is important. They are very good.
Every child has sort of their natural gifts, and then they have that environment around them that's influencing them. What do you think is more important? Do you think just having the natural gifts and talents, or the environment and the influences and the things you learn, you know, once you're being raised?
So one thing is a natural, you know, everybody has some kind of skills we need to look. But in the same time, I think we need to guide them. This is very important. It's not if somebody wants to go art or education, then we say, you know, they don't need any science or technology, you know, because they're going to be art and finance major. So right now, the technical is in every field. You need to know about computer. You need to know about a little bit programming. You need to know a little bit about data analysis, you know, a little bit, you know, if you're in another field, you know, even in medicine, you know, if you notice, you know, I notice it's a lot of high tech stuff now. I mean, it becomes, you know, so important. It's just like engineer job, you know, some, if you see the equipment, they're working, you know, doctors are working on it. Programming, other things on it. So I think, you know, whatever kids want, that's okay. But we just want to make sure they understand math and sciences. They have exposure to those fields. So it can help whatever field they go in, you know. But guidance is important. I think when you're little kids, you don't know. Environment, you learn where you go to school, your parents. And I think emphasis should be on very important, you know. You should not be scared from math. Our sciences, they need to be have some exposure on with sciences.
Yeah, you're right, because I interviewed Adia, my wife, and as I mentioned, is a doctor, like your wife. And one of the things we did talk about was how in medicine, especially, or including, there's everything that is included in STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, math. All of that is included within medicine, especially for someone like our wives who do some administrative work, because the math part comes from, you know, data analysis, technology, like you mentioned, the electronic health records, you know, then obviously the engineering with the different technologies that they have to use, the high-tech technologies they have to use, and the different imaging modalities and all of these things. And when I say art, I'm thinking about also the soft skills, and those are some of the things we talked about. And of course, science, the basis of what they do in biology and chemistry and all these things. So I think, you know, that I think that's a good representation of a field where all these things come together, from the soft skills, the communication, the hard sciences to engineering, technology, everything, you know, all is all coming together. But I think it's true that as we move forward, it will probably be more like that in every field, right?
Oh, correct. In every field, you know, you cannot run away from the computer. Like you said, the science, they have electronic record, they have other things. And I still remember, you know, in certain, when we upgrade, you know, we have different clients, you know, do things, that you will see always a resistance, you know. Why everything is working fine, why we are, you know, changing this thing, bringing a new system. But once people start using this one, and then after a little bit, you know, then they realize their efficiency has been increased. Why we didn't do this thing earlier? So again, you know, in every field, science and technology, science, you know, those skills are very important. You know, up to again, you know, you don't want to be an engineer and a doctor, I'm not saying, but you have to have this attitude, the acceptance, you know, new things gonna come. And yeah. Then again, problem, solution things, you know. So all those things, you know, in engineering, that teach you, you know, basically, you know, troubleshooting, problem, resolution, right. Think critical thinking. So all those things, it's important in every field. We make sure our kids, you know, at least touch with a little bit programming, math, sciences, you know, again, if that's not their field, but they touch it, especially data science and computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had an interview with another friend of mine who's also an engineer, and that was something we talked about, is that, you know, with raising kids, just teaching them how to solve problems probably is the main thing you want to do, because no matter what field they go in, what they do in life, and even just everyday occurrences, just being able to problem solve, figure out problems analytically is going to be important.
Oh, exactly. I 100% agree with you, you know. Problem solving, again, I was an electrical engineer. I never practiced, you know, but networking, again, is technical field. So I always use a math. I don't, you know, differential equation, I'm not doing over there, but that teaches me problem solving.
Right.
And that's what I try to tell my kids too, you know, we're doing differential equation, linear algebra. I'm not using those things, you know, linear algebra over there in my field, you know, but those problem solving skills help me when a problem happens in our network, there's an issue, how to isolate the problem, and that helps me, you know, hey, let's find the solution. Where's the issue, you know? As we started the interview 30 minutes ago, we were working an issue for the last 3 days, and finally we figured out what was the root cause, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was some database issue, you know, networking. I was working with my client, and I was very excited, you know, hey, finally we find out something. So that was all problem solving.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if I've talked to any other engineers about this now that I'm thinking about it, but especially if you're working on a hard problem, difficult problem, that moment when you finally solve it is like the best feeling in the world, right?
Oh, exactly. Because I work as an incident management too, you know. Yeah, that's really majority of work too on the escalation. And during for last 3 days, we were working, like at the example, you know, this issue. And it was frustrated, you know, you kind of get, once it's resolved, that feeling is something, you know, you say,
it's the best,
oh, you
feeling.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and just have a feeling, you know, you figure out, you know, that mm-hmm. was the issue. And that feeling is really great, you know, that makes you, I compare this thing, you know, sometimes, you know, incidents, you know, when things happen. It's just like ER, you know, people come and if they survive, you know, if the people help them, you know, in the initial stage, and it's great achievement. In our case, life is not involved, but still, you know, systems are down and things are when they come up, you know, resolve the issue. And it's just, you have a great feeling.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, you've had a very interesting journey from living in Pakistan, coming here, experiencing new culture, adapting, building a career. If you were able to go back and talk to your younger self as a kid, the little boy Pasha, what would you advise him?
I will take the same route. I will advise him that was the right decision to come over here. But I will say the other thing, in my beginning, in college days, you know, again, I was in college, I should have found some mentors, you know, look some people. And in that field, you know, my engineering field, which helped me, guide me more, you know, because they know more in the field, you know, what's going on. So I think I could have done. But all of the things I will do the same way, you know. I'm very lucky to came to USA. I'll come to USA, study my, you know, the classes. I had a great time at college days. I have good friends. And I learn a lot over here, you know, from professors, all those things. But again, if I have a mentorship, you know, something who guided me in America, because American culture is different, organization is different. So we are from different culture coming over here. So I have to, in one way, it was good, you know, because I have to figure out myself a lot of things. You know, it helped me not depend on anyone. But at the same time, if you're a mentor, you know, they can put on the right path.
So yeah, now, I mean, actually me as well, the same thing. If one of the things I would do differently is look for mentorship. But I wonder, you know, as you were talking, I was wondering, because as an engineer type, you know, sometimes, yeah, not saying every engineer is the same, but a lot of us are people who love figuring stuff out, right? So
yeah,
I think
part of it
could be part of the reason, I think, that for me specifically, it was like, I was a little probably resistant to having mentorship because I'm like, no, I can figure it out, you know? But that's not good. I mean, now that I think back on it as an adult, that probably is not the most efficient way to go about it.
No, it's not the efficient way. And exactly, I think as an engineer, we think, you know, we'll figure out. And maybe, I don't know, I did not try to find mentorship. But again, mentorship will help you, you know, because what happened, again, in my college day, if I know the networking, I could have done some more networking stuff earlier or seen some other things, you know. Again, I think mentorship will help you take you to the next level. And we should be open to listen to other people. As engineers, sometimes we're very much, you know, if anything happened, if I see anything at home, you know, it's not working, I'll start working on it. You know,
right.
Let's fix it. And even take longer time. And now it's good, you know, you can go to YouTube and quickly find help. It's kind of good thing, you know, you want to use also resources so you can do efficient work, you know. And I think, again, mentorship, I think it could have helped me more, you know.
Well, Pasha, I asked you to do this interview with me because I think you're a great parent and a great guy. So I really appreciate you coming on. This has been awesome.
Well, thank you very much, Amros, for inviting me. I really had a great time. You really asked me questions, you know. We're talking 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Happened 30 years ago, actually. More than 30. I have to think about it to relive my young times. So thank you very much. Inviting me on your program. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, and it's been great having you here. Take care.